Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 10. Prahlad, the best among exalted devotees, text number 50. Yasya sakshad bhava padma jadibi. Rupam diya vastuta yopavarnitam. Monena bhaktyo pashamena pujita. Prasidatam esha sasatvatam pati. Na, not. Yasya, of whom? Sakshat, directly. Bhava, Lord Shiva. Padmaja, Lord Brahma. Born from the lotus. Adibi, by them, and others also. Rupam, the form. Diya, even by meditation. Vastutaya, fundamentally. Upavardinitam, described and perceived. Monena, by samadhi, deep meditation. Bhaktya, by devotional service. Upashamena, by renunciation. Pujitaha, worshipped. Prasidatam, may he be pleased. Esha, this. Saha, he. Satvatam, of the great devotees. Pati, the master. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Exalted persons like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma could not properly describe the truth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. May the Lord, who is always worshipped as the protector of all devotees by great saints, who observe vows of silence, meditation, devotional service, and renunciation, be pleased with us. Prabhupada, the absolute truth is taught by different persons in different ways. Yet it remains inconceivable. Nonetheless, devotees like the Pandavas, the gopis, the coward boys, Mother Jashoda, Nanda Maharaj, and all the inhabitants of Vrindavan do not need to practice conventional processes of meditation to attain the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for he remains with them through thick and thin. Therefore, a saint like Narada, understanding the difference between transcendentalists and pure devotees, always prays that the Lord will be pleased with him. Nayasya sakshad bhava padma jadibi rupam diya vastuta yopavarnitam monena bhaktyo pashamena pujita prasidatam esha sasatvatam pati. Exalted persons like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma cannot properly describe the truth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. May the Lord, who is always worshipped as the protector of all devotees by saints who observe vows of silence, meditation, devotional service, and renunciation, be pleased with us. Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Naham prakasha sarvasha yogamaya samavrita muroyam nabijananti lokoyam ajam avyam, that I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent, for them I am covered by my eternal creative potency, Yogamaya, and so the deluded world knows me not, unborn and inexhaustible. So for those who are not interested in actually seeing Krishna, then even one can rise up to the platform of Brahman realization, But one will not see Krishna. That Krishna is reserved, as he says, Bhaktimam abhijananti yavanyas chasmi tattvataha tatamam tattvagyatva vishate tattvanantaram. That one can understand me in truth by direct perception only by the process of devotional service. And when one is fully absorbed in such service, then he can enter into the mysteries of my understanding. But in order to actually perform devotional service, which means service with devotion, and devotion means service without material desire and mental speculation. Because as long as we're absorbed in material desires, then we're not serving Krishna, we're serving our material desires, which are generally centered around gross and subtle material sense gratification, either personal or extended. But this has nothing to do with directly with Krishna. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, Anya bilasita shunyam jnana karma diravritam. If we want to enter into the mysteries of understanding, then we have to have no other desire than to serve Krishna and no other activity than the service of Krishna. Then Krishna will gradually reveal himself to such a devotee, and one can enter, as Krishna says, into the mysteries of his understanding. Still, preliminarily, which we can't forget, is Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma, Nishoshiti Nakangshiti, Savak Sarveshu Bhuteshu, Madbhaktim Labhate Param. Not so easy to even realize Brahman. Brahma-Bhuta verse comes in the 54th verse in the 18th chapter. And the Bhagavad Gita is the 18th chapter is the summary. So Krishna previously goes through all kinds of knowledge and renunciation, especially renunciation of the material conception of life by giving up the three modes of nature, especially ignorance and passion. Giving it up means not only just theoretically, but by one's work, by one's determination, by one's attraction to happiness, different types of happiness, by one's knowledge, by one's intelligence, by one's charity, by one's sacrifice, by one's austerity. So not so easy. We may think we're in the mode of goodness, and generally most people who think they're good are actually quite bad. Generally when one thinks he's very good, then he's really proud, which is not very good. Therefore, to come to the Brahma Buddha platform, where there's no kangshiti and shoshiti, is not so easy. Because we have to see all the Vyantis on the same level of spiritual understanding. We can't identify the living entity with the activities of either the gross or the subtle body, because the soul is different. Prabhupada would always give the example, we don't identify someone because they have a red coat on or a yellow coat or a black coat. We don't say they're the coat. Similarly, everyone has a different body, made out of the three modes of material nature, but the soul who's transcendental, who's existing within the body, has really nothing ultimately to do with any gross or subtle material body. But his desires may lead him to identify himself with the gross or subtle body and therefore acquire other gross and subtle bodies and keep in the same or different types of illusion in the material world and 8,400,000 species of life. Looking actually for Krishna, thinking that that she-mouse, maybe she's Krishna, or maybe that male mouse is Krishna. But ultimately finding out that it's just a mouse. It's not Krishna. It's not the object of our love and affection and service. Whether it be Apsara in the heavenly planets, or Miss Universe on this planet, or a mouse in the hole. It's not, none of these personalities or manifestations of Krishna energy are actually the object of our service and love. But even elevated personalities, yet pada pankaja, palasa vilasya bhaktya, kamashayam, grahitam, ugrakanti shanta, tavan narita matiyo yatayo piruda, tavan rukta. It's not in the Bhagavad Gita, but we know where it's weird. Tavan narita matiyo yatayo piruda, something. Shuto ganas tarunam vajavasudevam. So even great saintly persons, as mentioned here, if they're not Krishna conscious, if they don't get a higher taste of actually love and affection for Krishna and transcendental pleasure and bliss, then they also become distracted by the waves of material desire. Shuto ganas tamarunam vajavasudevam. Yet pada, pankaja, palasa, vilasa, bhaktya. Did you find that verse? So, yet pada, the lotus petals of the feet of Krishna. Yet pada, pankaja, palasa, vilasa, kamashrayam, grahitam, ugratayanti, shanta. That, unless one can cut the hard knot of material affection within the heart and take shelter of the lotus petals, lotus-like petal feet of Krishna. Then, shuto ganas tamur, yat pada pankajas palasa vilasya bhaktya kamashayam grahitam ugradayanti shanta tavana rikta. Rikta means great saintly persons. Tavana rikta matiyo yatayo piruda. They've tried to get free from material conceptions of life and material desires, but shutoganas tamarunam, but they failed because of the shutoganas, the waves of material desires have bewildered them and caused them to deviate from the path of transcendence. Therefore, abhajabhasudeva, therefore one should worship Krishna, who is the ultimate shelter. Now there may be different levels of illusion in the material world. Generally speaking, we don't consider Lord Shiva to be illusion by the material nature, but Brahma can be. There can be a Karmi Brahma, there can be a Jnani Brahma, or there could be a Bhakti Brahma. Bhakti Brahma. Bhakti Brahmas are transcendentalists. They're in the pure devotees of Krishna. But Jnani Bhaktis and Karmi Bhaktis, they're not necessarily. Just like our Brahma, when he wanted to test Krishna. Now, no Bhakta wants to test Krishna. Krishna may test the devotee, but no devotee wants to test Krishna. Unless you want to arm wrestle with him, see how strong he is. But Brahma wanted to test Krishna and see, because he was a Jnani Brahma. But when Krishna gave him some mercy, then he became a devotee. And realized how exalted are the residents of Vrindavan. Although from the material point of view, they didn't have big palaces. Maybe they did have palaces, but not big palaces. Nor did they have the opulence of Dwarka, in terms of chariots and soldiers and elephants and parks. I don't think Vrindavan has parks. It has a forest, the biggest park. And there they have zoos. In Vrindavan originally, there's a zoo. There's tigers in the forest. there's all kinds of elephant living entities, but they're all devotees. Therefore, one time Krishna and the cowboys were exploring Vrindavan forest, and a tiger came, and he became attracted to Krishna. He fell in love with Krishna and ran after Krishna. But the cowboys and Krishna didn't realize that this tiger was actually a devotee. And so they fled. The tiger was very disappointed. He couldn't get the association of Krishna. So, even in Vrindavan, everything is there, but all the opulence is there. But the real opulence is pure love and devotion. If one thinks that some external object is the opulence, then they're wrong. Just like in modern society, people think if you have a lot of metal in the form of different kinds of cars and plastic, if you have buildings made out of different materials, that's opulence. The relationships, they have no relationship with each other. They're too busy exploiting each other to get these external objects. And even they have no relationship in their family hardly, because they used to be too much interested in working hard to get the paraphernalia to think that they had a nice family. But there's no idea about relationships. It's I exploit you and you exploit me, and that's our relationship. And when we get done with exploiting each other, then we spit each other out, just like chewing gum. You chew gum, and there's some sugar in it at the beginning, and when the sugar goes out, you spit it out. So that's what they think. Let me exploit you, you can exploit me. And when we get tired of each other, we'll spit each other out and find someone else to exploit. Something with a little bit more sugar in it. But in Vrindavan, there's nothing but pure relationships, loving exchanges. Everything else is secondary. And even the flowers and the trees are all pure devotees of Krishna. And their only aim is to serve Krishna, to please Krishna and his devotees. So that's the standard, and everything else besides that is on a different standard. And therefore, although Narada Muni, I believe he appears in Vrindavan in a certain form like Madhu Mangal, but in any case, Narada Muni appreciates the glorious position of the residents of Vrindavan as Prahlad Maharaj does and takes them as the standard for love and devotion, and which is our standard. They may not have known very much about Krishna. They didn't care to know so much about Krishna. All they did was they loved Krishna. But then they realized the most about Krishna. Krishna has no desire to expand things for material opulence. His only desire is love, bhakti. And therefore, to understand Krishna, one has to take to the platform just the activities of bhakti, and then one can understand Krishna as he really is. Otherwise, any other qualification is not a qualification to understand Krishna, at least. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions, comments? Yes.
So at the end you mentioned that also Narada Muni and Prahlad Maharaj both appreciated the residents of Vrindavan, their good fortune. I heard somewhere that Prahlad Maharaj was specifically a devotee of Krishna, not of Narayan or Vishnu. So that's why Krishna came personally in the form of Nrisimhadeva. So is that true? I mean, is it?
What's true?
If Krishna personally came as Lord Nrisimhadeva.
Yeah, Krishna and Nrisimhadeva are not different. There's no difference between.
Yeah, but if he's not like.
Well, Prahlad is obviously not a devotee of Krishna. He's a devotee of Narayan.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know what his rasa is in the spiritual world, because Nrisimhadeva exists there also. So. Doesn't, but he, right now he's in Sutala, so if you get a chance, you can go and ask him. But Krishna, Pure devotional service is not so limited. You can, even I guess in the spiritual world, you can worship varieties of Krishna. But generally in Vrindavan at least, there's one form that everyone worships. Srinandanandana. Anything else?
Hare Krishna. In our level of spiritual advancement in Krishna consciousness, we are very grossly conditioned, and we don't have idea what means to be attracted with Krishna in Vrindavan. So how can it be recommended that we should worship Vasudeva like Krishna, but we don't have concept of how Krishna looks like and how we can love, fall in love with him.
We have some concept of what Krishna looks like.
Some concept, yeah, but how real and how proper that concept is. It's not our imagination. And
no, it's perfect because it's according to the description. One time the artist came to Prabhupada and they showed him different pictures of the Krishna's pastimes that Prabhupada had commissioned. And Prabhupada made different comments. So a devotee asked Prabhupada, one of the artists, which is the looks the most like Krishna. And Prabhupada said, they all look like Krishna. And then the next day they brought Prabhupada some Gurukul paintings or pictures. You know, one of them was a stick figure. And they asked Prabhupada, which of these look most like Krishna? They said, they all look like Krishna. See, here's Krishna. He has his flute. He has his peacock.
But I heard also the memories of Rameshwar Prabhu from BBT when they wanted to change, they proposed the new pictures for the Krishna book. And Prabhupada was furious.
He liked the old ones.
Yeah, and why do you change this? What do you think? Why do we imagine? You don't know. Something like that. It was very heavy.
Yeah, to change Krishna is not recommended. That this is not enough Krishna. For Prabhupada's eyes, it is more than enough in the Krishna in the paintings. So that's our vision. As far as we just have to accept Krishna is there. And if we serve him appropriately and appreciate him to the best of our ability, you know, then Krishna will reveal himself appropriately. Service and appreciation. And if we reject Krishna, we just disregard him. Oh, how could he be in the painting? Then Krishna will never reveal himself to us. Just like we chant every day, but because we chant offensively, we don't realize that there's no difference between Krishna and his name. The whole material and spiritual universes are there in the holy name. But because we don't believe it, therefore Krishna doesn't reveal himself to us. Therefore we have to learn how to take shelter of the holy name, the deities and everything else, how to serve them appropriately, with love, with devotion, with attention, then Krishna will reveal himself. We just have, therefore we're learning what the proper attitude is, what the proper activities are, what the proper vision is. And if we gradually, as we hear enough and we, as much as we accept it and work according to it, then Krishna will reveal himself to us accordingly. It's not that by our great prowess and potency and goodness and whatever else, Krishna reveals himself. No, it's when we actually take shelter of Krishna and his devotees, and by his mercy, when he sees that we're becoming humble and submissive and willing to serve his mission, then he reveals himself to us accordingly. The more as Prabhupada wrote to me one time, the more you work seriously, bring Krishna's other children back to the spiritual kingdom, then he'll bestow all his blessings upon you. That Krishna is never ungrateful to our efforts to serve him, rest assured. So Krishna comes here for a mission and expects his devotees to help assist him in that mission as his instrument. And then we will become Krishna conscious. Okay, thank you very much. Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.